USA News, I'm Corey Myers. The four astronauts who make up the Crew 5 team aboard the International Space Station returned home from a five-month stay in space yesterday.
The crew boarded a SpaceX Dragon capsule, which then undocked from the ISS early in the morning. NASA astronauts Josh Quesada and Nicole Mann, along with Russian cosmonaut Anna Kukina and Japan's Koichi Wakata, had spent about 5 months in orbit, traveling more than 66,000 miles during their mission. The capsule splashed down in the water off the coast of Florida just after 9 p.m. Eastern Time Saturday. I'm Karen Sloan.
A levee failure on the Pajaro River in Monterey County, California, triggered massive flooding and prompted hundreds of evacuations and dozens of water rescues. Authorities conducted 60 rescues that included the use of high water vehicles, the sheriff's diving team, and the California Department of Forestry and Fire Protection's Swift Water Team. The National Guard was also dispatched to assist. At least 96 people were placed in county shelters. Looks like domestic oil drilling is about to get approved.
The New York Times and Bloomberg were among the media outlets reporting the Interior Department will officially give its go-ahead for the $8 billion Willow Project next week. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said no final decision has been made. The controversial ConocoPhillips Arctic drilling project is strongly opposed by environmentalists and Native American groups. I'm Dave Collins.
That Aaron Rodgers to the Jets rumor you've been hearing is more than just that. Apparently, the Green Bay Packers and the Jets have worked out what needs to be worked out regarding trade details. This is USA News.
You've been working hard, doing the right thing and paying your taxes and putting your hard-earned money in the Medicare piggy bank all your life. And now it's time to break the piggy bank and get something back. Medicare. If you didn't know it, Medicare is health insurance for people over 65, and you paid for it with your tax dollars. Medicare plans now have more benefits than ever. That's good news, especially if you're like me and looking forward to paying as little as possible for good health insurance. Call and find out what Medicare plan is best for you. Save your time. It's valuable. We've already done the research for you, and in one quick phone call, you can learn how to get the best Medicare plan designed exactly for you. Hey, it's one of the most important decisions in your life. Let us help you through it. Here's our number. Call 65 Plus Medicare now. 800-778-8214. 800-778-8214. That's 800-778-8214.
A major toy recall is underway.
Millions of Calico Critters toys are being recalled following two choking deaths. The Consumer Product Safety Commission said the recall applied to the critters sold with bottle and pacifier accessories between 2000 and 2021. One of the choking deaths happened in Japan in 2015, the other in New Mexico in 2018. The toy maker is offering free replacement accessories to consumers on its website. I'm John Schaefer.
A low-carb, high-fat, keto-like diet has been linked to higher levels of bad cholesterol and double the risk of cardiovascular events such as blocked arteries, heart attacks, and strokes. That's according to new research. The study found that regular consumption of a low-carb, high-fat diet was associated with increased levels of LDL cholesterol or bad cholesterol and a higher risk of heart disease. A proposal to name a Tribeca Street after Robert De Niro has been received kind of poorly by some panel members representing Lower Manhattan. Tribeca Enterprises, which De Niro co-founded, proposed naming the northeast corner of Franklin and Greenwich Streets Robert De Niro Way to commemorate his 80th birthday. One member saying she just doesn't understand why he has to have a street named after him. People already know him. Another saying it would recognize an honorable son of the city. I'm Corey Myers, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.